No shift here for the Rays. Loud to the right of second in the pitch. Swing and a pop fly shallow right. Charging Margot. He is under it. And the Tampa Bay Rays have just won the American League pennant. For the second time in franchise history, the Rays are on their way to the World Series.
It's time to raise the roof as the, I can't believe I'm saying this right now, as the Tampa Bay Rays advance to their second World Series appearance in franchise history. Holy crap. They won the pennant. They beat the Astros. They freaked all of us out. I had anxiety and stress the entire time.
Unbelievable. total anxiety this whole day. as I was waiting for this game to finally get underway.
And you had it even worse because you had the USF game to watch earlier in the day.
Oh, that was terrible. That was terrible. and I was thinking about that the whole time I was watching it. I was like, they're going to come back somehow, aren't they? This is like the ultimate troll. But they didn't. Alas, Rays hold out.
Yeah, sorry. But for those that don't know, USF played Temple today in football, and Temple came back in, what was it, 39-37 they won?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
really so, dumb.
Yeah, not great for USF and for Gibby. But on the brighter side of things, the game that we wanted to win more,
we won.
So it's
the more important one.
The more important one. Hell yeah! So the Rays are in the World Series. So yeah, it's I don't even know. I think I lost my train of thought. My girlfriend just FaceTimed me. She texted me. She was so happy for me. All my friends, there was a thing that one of my friends in the other podcast that I do, my friends from home, he kept betting on games, and usually the team that he betted on lost, and he bet on the Rays tonight, but he showed us the slip before game time, and somehow that broke the streak, and the Rays actually won.
Is that the first time that three and then one, I mean,
The first time that a team has gone up 3-0, lost three straight games, and then won a game seven.
Amazing.
Yeah. So American League champions. Just how are you
writing storylines, dude?
We are. Gibby, I just want to ask you, how are you feeling right now? I know it's like almost 2 a.m. right now when we're recording this, because I think we all just took a little bit to just celebrate and enjoy what just happened, which I'm still trying to process. But how are you feeling right now, man?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like who do we want in the World Series? Like who do we want? Like
we'll take
either of them on.
Oh man, the confidence level right now after what it was yesterday is on another level.
It's time. Yeah, all time lows to all time highs.
All time low. Good band.
Yeah, that is good band.
Shout out all time low. But yeah, that's just like. This team has gone through so much adversity, and
they definitely
keep us on their toes. They just try to find ways to freak us out in any sort of way. And then tonight, Charlie Morton comes out, an amazing outing. Randy Arizona, A-Roz, whatever the heck you want to call him, the GOAT, whatever. Like, I mean, I'm not going to say the GOAT now, but right now he's playing like the GOAT, but he hits a two-run homer. Obviously, Mike Zunino is definitely good and hit an absolute
definitely good. I regret anything I've ever said about Mike Zunino. I don't care what he bats in regular season anymore. Man's a postseason god, I guess.
Hits absolute moonshot. He just needed to go to the right team. He didn't fit well in Seattle because they haven't been to a what was the last time they went to the playoffs? 2001. It's been like 19 years. Not good.
Hey, same draft class as Carlos Correa, taken third. Carlos Correa taken first.
Wow. Storylines.
2012 MLB draft. How is that paying off now?
Storylines. This is what we need.
Storylines.
This is just absolutely nuts. It is just my friend just sent me a meme. And it's of the Stingray, and I think, that's definitely Randy Arozarena. It's a Stingray, It's like the meme of like the Stingray with like the woman being like hugged by the Stingray and she's wearing an Astros hat, and then if Randy or Rosarena is just in the background, he's just like, I'm peeking, I'm creeping. I need to go text him back for a quick sec. But just how did you feel, just quickly, how did you feel about this game tonight? What were your thoughts coming into it after what had happened the last three games? And as the game went on, how were you feeling?
Well, every game I was going into, except for that third one, the third loss in a row, before that one, I wasn't very confident. Before this one, I was like, well, like, who did they have on the mound? What was his name again?
The guy to start, McCullers, and then they had Jose Urquidy.
Yeah, McCullers Jr.
Yeah, he was
the guy. We had them kind of stretched. I'm going to be honest. We had them kind of stretched because they had to kind of pitch their way back, and they needed to get their game one guys back in, basically. And we were able to get some valuable hits off of them. Like, just like we scored the runs when we needed to. We're great at clutch hitting. We got out ahead early, and we maintained it.
Yeah. I will say this. Shout out to the offense for – so I said coming into this game, and we talked about it at the beginning of this series. I know we talked at the beginning about, you know, there were keys that we had, and one of the big ones was like timely hitting, but also patience at the plate. Yes. And especially in this game, they made McCullers throw 30 pitches in the first inning. Like, as soon as I saw that they were working him and they were making him throw, I knew that this game, like, this was a different team than the team that I'd seen the last three games.
Yeah, it really was, lit a fire under them.
Yeah, like, when you work ABs, then the pitcher becomes less effective because they have to throw more pitches. Like, he only threw 3 2/3 innings, and I know he struck out some guys, but, like, they made him work, and they made him throw pitches, and they made him battle, and as a result, the Rays capitalized on that. I know they didn't, like, score 15 runs, but they scored just enough so that Morton could go out there and shove, and then the bullpen could just come in and finish the job. Nick Anderson looked pretty good on the mound. Who was the guy after Anderson that came in? Or was there a guy after Anderson that came in?
I thought it was Anderson and then Fairbanks.
Was it just Anderson and then Fairbanks? So Anderson pitched the end of the sixth and then the seventh, and then Fairbanks pitched the – or
he, I know – yeah, he pitched like the eighth and the ninth.
Yeah. So that was how it went, but – It's insane that this happened. And again, I'm sure we were both down in the dumps about what you know was going on. Yeah. Anderson pitched two innings. Anderson pitched two innings, really good, and then Fairbanks came in and pitched an inning and a third. So Anderson hasn't looked great in the postseason, but they only had to use two guys.
Yeah, they're looking to put Glasnow in, maybe.
Yeah, I saw that. But the more important thing is that they only had to use two guys, and now they have like a couple of days of rest now because it's Sunday, so they're going to have Sunday and Monday to rest, so they're going to have 2 days of rest for their pitchers, which is good. And honestly, the seven-game – and we'll get into a recap of the entire series, but honestly, the seven-game series in itself, it going seven, allowed them to continue to play. I know that kind of taxed the arms a little bit, but I think the fact that they were still playing, I think, is going to help them out moving forward. Because if you think about it in a general sense, the more that they are, not only that, but just the fact of, like, they are still, like, if they won, let's say they swept, they had, like, a full week off. Mm-hmm. And now, since the series went seven, that was three extra games that they played, which means that these guys are fresh. They've kept playing. They've stayed in baseball shape, more or less, because, I mean, you can lose it in a week. And we've seen cases of this before where teams that have won a series early have ended up faltering in the World Series because of the fact that they've had so much time off compared to another team that has been playing consistently and still has a lot of mojo and a lot of good vibes and a lot of energy coming into the series. Yeah, so it's going to be the same thing on both teams.
Yeah, and we definitely want to keep our bats.
Yeah, want to keep everything hot. Want to stay hot. That's the thing. I know, you know, they weren't hot for 4, 5, and 6, but they were hot for 7, hot enough, and we got the job done. So
I think there's a thing this season to the back to back, day to day grind where it's not just there's not like sometimes 1 or 2 days between playoff games like there sometimes is in a normal playoff season. So they don't have any of those. So it's just consecutive games. And so I think the Rays got a little bit taxed in 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
But they came back. Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I think it was important that in Game 6 they didn't necessarily go with their best relievers. And they tried to use guys that they haven't necessarily used as much. And they gave other guys that were better, they gave them rest. They also allowed Alvarado to pitch more so that he could get back, you know, back into baseball shape. And he looks good on the mound. He looks a little bit slimmer, which is nice to see. And so I'm glad that he cut down some weight. I'm glad that he tried to get into a healthier mindset, which I think will be helpful for them moving forward. But thinking about it now, hopefully they've done things in order to help them with their pitching in the future, because as we all know, the Rays use their bullpen a lot. Like that's one of their main things is that they really rely on their bullpen. So the more that they use them, especially now, as Gibby said, with no days off, hopefully they will, you know, get that time off and get and allow that opportunity to kind of relax a little bit and, you know, rest their arms before they have to go full throttle again in the World Series. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so let's and we'll get Evan on hopefully tomorrow to talk about more about the actual series itself or when we do our next episode. But let's talk about the series. It was again a tale of two sides, Jekyll and Hyde. Rays go up 3-0.
Incredible defense those first three games.
Incredible defense, I agree. And again, timely hitting. Go up 3-0 with a chance to sweep. Then the Astros come back, win Game 4, walk off in Game 5 from Correa to force a Game 6. Game 6 happens. The Astros take advantage of some miscues by Rays pitching. Rays kind of claw back, but not really. Astros end up taking that, and then obviously Game 7, the Rays end up winning the series and going to the World Series. So, Gibby, I wanted to ask you, so how did you feel about this series as a whole? How would you kind of describe it from what you saw? And what do you think are the biggest takeaways on both sides of it from, you know, Rays and Astros?
I'm sure for both fan bases, it was definitely a roller coaster, kind of like an opposite roller coaster, depending on which fan base you were at. In terms of being a Rays fan, definitely a vast range of emotions, like going day to day. The highest of highs, lowest of lows.
Oh man, I'm not gonna.
After the Game 5 walk off, it was pretty. I feel like they got a lot of energy off of that, and then propelled them in Game 6. And obviously, they came out, they outscored us early. We tried to crawl back 7-4, does not end up working out for us. And then Game 7, I think everyone just kind of like was like, "Are we really gonna let it end like this?" And then Charlie Morton said, "No," and then Rosarena said "no" in Spanish, which is "no." And then
you got it.
And then Mike Zunino said "no" as well.
Everyone just said no.
Yeah, everyone just said "no." We're not going home yet.
Yeah, it's just
we're going to Texas.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's crazy how this series. Honestly, the way that you described it, the range of emotions, that's...
Yeah.
That's
I don't know how they picked themselves up Game 7 and come out with that.
I don't know how they did it. I'm not going to lie. Listeners, Gibby, I cried. I went into my room and started crying during Game 6.
I shed a single tear.
Yeah. No, I shed many tears. It was,
can we talk about the post-game on TBS? They did it
like
interview style, like at the end of the game, or like they didn't just let them like talk to like their teammates and say something about their teammates. They were just like,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
TBS isn't a baseball station. I mean,
yeah,
like, they still
I don't,
do
I don't
it,
know.
But,
I don't, yeah.
And put it this way. Ernie Johnson is the guy who was leading the postseason show. And most people know him as the guy who was the host of Inside the NBA. I know that they have, You know, they have good people on the broadcast. I mean, they had Ron Darling on the broadcast, who's featured on SNY, is a great broadcaster.
No, Brian. On there.
Yeah, but that it was the wrong BA.
Yeah.
It was the BA who does, yeah. Brian Anderson, who does the Brewers games.
Yeah.
and then the last guy, Jeff Francoeur, who doesn't really do broadcasting, but like, you know, everyone knows who Frenchie is, more or less. He's got a good, he had a good arm. He was good for like the first month of his career, and then kind of like fell off dramatically because he didn't want to walk. But, you know, watch there's a really, really good video on SB Nation. Chart Party, I believe it's called, John Boyce, the one who does it. And it's the funniest thing ever. It's just talking about Jeff Francoeur and his career. And it's, I mean, it is just a fantastic episode for anyone listening.
I think I've watched that
before. Yeah, it's a really good episode. I highly recommend it to anyone who hasn't seen it before. Just look it up. But yeah, it was, I mean, and like I said, they have good people. So like, I mean, Pedro Martinez is on MLB Network, was also on TBS. J-Roll, Jimmy Rollins, who beat the Rays in the 2008 World Series and shut off his World Series ring tonight on the broadcast, which a little bit off-putting, but like, I mean, like, if you got it, use it. Like I'm not gonna, you know, call you out for it. But
yeah,
they had good baseball minds on there. It's just they're not like a baseball network. Sorry.
Well, I felt like a lot of race Twitter was calling out a lot of the mainstream sports media for like, I don't know. There was that one tweet where it was just like the Astros have been eliminated.
So
it makes sense, but like
I think they also
tweeted race champions or whatever.
Yeah. So ESPN tweeted that SportsCenter was the one who tweeted the Astros are eliminated. And I got a little. I said some things. That I've now since deleted about how I feel about what ESPN did. And if I think about it now, like, they're going to get more clicks if they say the Astros are eliminated than the Rays are going to go to the World Series. Just straight because more people are going to want to like and retweet something that says the Astros lost because they don't like the Astros. Like, they are capitalizing on an opportunity to get clicks, and I respect them for it. I would rather them say the Rays win, which they did on the other account, but I'd rather just, you know, that not happen, because then that just continues the narrative of, like, the Rays not getting any time, you know, in the national spotlight. Or, I mean, like, we always climb Major League Baseball for it. And all this stuff. But if thinking about it this way, if I was the person who was ESPN and trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I'd rather put it would make more sense to put out something about the Astros losing, because more people are going to say, ooh, the Astros lost, they're cheaters.
Yeah.
Like trash can bang. That thing.
Yeah.
And then saying, oh, the Rays with the World Series. I mean, I'm like, the Rays are going to the World Series. Like, okay, cool. I mean, like, yeah, that's cool. But like, the Astros lost, so.
More clicks.
Yeah, that's like saying, like, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, it's not like, oh, the Patriots lost the Super Bowl. So yeah. It's like clicks, but it's not, oh, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I mean, like, maybe that's like a weird analysis, but like when the Panthers played the Patriots back in the day, or, you know, like something like that. You could go either way with it, but ESPN did what they did. So, but yeah, it was, I mean, our offense needs work. A lot of work.
Yeah, you know, you got the story of the last series, it's a Rosarena show.
And yeah.
In this series, it's still a Rosarena show.
You're not wrong.
Really?
I will say, so
we're quick, indebted to him this season. Like,
yeah, that is true. I will say this. Quick fact, he did set the MLB postseason record for most home runs by a rookie in a postseason, breaking Evan Longoria's record in 2008. Little known fact, Longo went like 1-for-30 in the World Series. So, like, kind of hope that doesn't happen with a Rosarena, because he broke the record.
Yeah, no way. That guy's hitting everything.
Yeah, but same thing. I said, Longo, you just got to hope that the vibes don't come like that. But
don't want to jinx it. Yeah.
If we're talking about, like, you know, just like the offense as a whole, like, Meadows didn't do as much. Adamas didn't do as much. Zunita hit a few home runs, but other than that, he struck out. Like, there were a lot of problems when it came to the offense and striking out, because they just kept doing that. But
we kept standing base runners.
Yeah, again, key contributions from people is how they got there. But if you think about it, I mean, like, Brandon Lau woke up kind of, but like, he's still batting like sub 100, or he's probably batting like 100 in the playoffs right now. I would love for him to just absolutely go off in the World Series and hit like 12 home runs. I mean, that's not going to happen, but like, I would love him to hit a few home runs and actually hit close to 300 and contribute. But that's what they're going to need if they're going to go to the, you know, in the World Series now. That's what they're going to need. They're going to need contributions from everyone, save just contributions from a few people, because when you're playing a team like the Braves, or especially like the Dodgers, who a player like Will Smith will just come out of nowhere and be like, boom, home run. Or like Kike Hernandez, who's not their best player, will be like, boom, home run. Or like Chris Taylor will be like, boom, double. Like, literally anyone on that team can hit. So they need to find a way to hit.
Definitely. We got to match them somehow.
It's as simple as that. We just need to – they need to find a way to – yeah, honestly, that's the easiest way to say it. They need to find a way to match them. So match them pound for pound. If the Dodgers can hit, then the Rays need to hit. If the Braves can hit, then the Rays need to hit. You know, whoever ends up winning Game 7. Before we get into talking a little bit about the NLCS, we do want to say, you know, for all of you Astros fans listening, for the Astros this year, I know a lot of stuff happened in the offseason, and I know that we have our respective feelings about, you know, how we feel about that franchise after what happened, the punishment, the suspensions that came down from Major League Baseball. But the Astros, to our knowledge, have not cheated this year. And if they did, I mean, I would doubt that they would try to do it, considering the fact that there would be no fans, and I'm sure people would be able to hear them a lot easier. But they played really well. They definitely played the role of the villain, and they really bought into the role of the villain. And I'm sure America didn't want them to go to the World Series, and they haven't gone to the World Series, but they played really well this postseason. They finished sub 500 and managed to get one win away from the World Series. So honestly, respect to them, respect to that team. It's probably not going to be the same team in the next year or two, but they played really well. They woke up in the postseason and they showed that this team is good. Yep. So honestly, respect to them.
Respect to Dusty Baker.
Yes, love yes. Respect man. To Dusty Baker. He is.
He has done nothing to baseball. He was not a part of the cheating at all.
No, and also, like, why the heck did it literally take a cheating scandal in order for him to get a job? Is the thing that I don't understand, because Dusty Baker's a good manager.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
He had some timely moments. Like, yeah, when he hugged Altuve, because Altuve had the yips.
Yeah, he's a good manager. Dusty Baker's a really good manager, man. Yo, shout out Dusty Baker for being a good manager.
Good manager.
He is a good manager. He's going to continue to be a good manager, and we all hope that he is. So again, just to reiterate this again, the Rays are going to the World Series. Like, just craziness.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I can't comprehend. I will say, I forgot to say this earlier, we will be getting part 3 of the Randy Arozarena versus Brett Phillips dance battle after the game, because we got one after the AL wildcard series.
Oh, I'm excited.
I don't know who's going to win this time. Who are you putting your bets on here? Phillips won part 2, according to what I saw.
What?
I thought
it was Phillips round 1.
No, no,
it was round 2.
Was it that? I don't know what it was.
Phillips definitely pulled it out in game 1.
Was it the first one that he did? I don't know. Yeah. It was either
Arozarena didn't really go that hard that time. And then Arozarena went really hard game 2 with the spin. Like, you just can't – you got to give it to him.
Okay, well, it's tied up. Okay, I will say it's tied up 1-1 right now. So who do you have in the third version of the dance battle?
I got to give it to my guy, Arozarena.
Oh, you're giving it to Randy?
Yeah.
From what I've seen online, Randy's, you know, he's got a little bit of wear and tear on him right now because he's been carrying this team on his back. His back's hurting a little bit because he's been carrying this team so much.
Yeah, Brett probably just from, been that, what? From that last spin that he did in the last dance battle. I was worried after that. I was like,
Brett's just been holding up whiteboards the entire series. He's fresh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with Brett here, dude. He's fresh.
Yeah, I like Brett's meme ability.
Yo, he good meme ability. Loves holding up whiteboards.
Yeah, he loves the memes. You can tell he plays into it.
He does play into it. Also, Pete Fairbanks absolutely is like. I think he's secretly one of the moderators of the race subreddit. Like Loki, yeah. I think he's one of the moderators.
Also, just on the mound, he's just got that killer instinct face. It's all.
Bro, he freaks me out. I don't know.
He's just staring.
Peter Fairbanks.
Like, if I saw those cat eyes, while I was like trying to hit up baseball, I'd be screwed.
This pleases Peter Fairbanks.
Yeah, this pleases.
That's one of the best memes.
That is like the best meme ever.
It's so creepy. He's just like staring into my soul. I don't like it.
Exactly. Every time he's on the mound, too.
Yo, dude, Pete Fairbanks is going to find me and he's going to take my soul. I don't like it. I'm concerned.
Oh, gosh.
But enough about Pete Fairbanks turning into a some sort of a demon and stealing people's souls. Let's get into talking about the other matchup in the playoffs currently, which is going to a Game 7. I don't know when the last time there were two Game 7s in an LCS in the same year. But we have that this year because 2020 just loves to entertain and produce anxiety and stress. So shout out 2020. But obviously we are talking about the National League Championship Series located at Globe Life Field. Confirmed Globe Life Field or Globe Life Park? No, I think it's Globe Life Field. Globe Life Field in Arlington, home of the Texas Rangers, but now home of the NLCS and soon to be World Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers and Atlanta Braves are going to a Game 7. The Dodgers won 3-1 today. I don't know, Gibby, if you saw that game at all. Watched Mookie's catch. He's just an insane human being.
Yeah.
He's just really good. He
pulls through when he has to.
He is – Mookie Betts is – I don't know how he was traded and how they didn't literally get, like, so much better of a return the Red Sox did for
yeah.
them. Because Mookie Betts is so good.
Yeah, look where the Red Sox are. Look where Mookie is.
Mookie is.
How do you trade away a guy with that much ice in his veins? I want to know.
Mookie's on the trajectory to be a future Hall of Famer. I don't know if it's too early to say that right now, but he is on another level. And obviously.
You seen that contract?
Yeah, dude, he's making big bucks. But
I think he's on his way.
Yeah, I think he's on his way. I agree. Also, we can't go without mentioning Corey Seager, who I think has 4 or 5 home runs in this series because, you know, he's just popping off at the right time. Clearly, someone said, oh, we need home runs to be hit in Arlington because they weren't hit the entire regular season because the Rangers didn't have an offense. So I think they just opened up the roof and they were like, ooh, home runs can be hit now. And they've now decided to hit home runs. So shout out to the NL. But I am curious, who do you have in Game 7? First off, what has been your impression of this series so far? Did you think it was going to get to a Game 7? Now that we are in a Game 7, who do you have?
I thought it was definitely possible for a Game 7 because I saw the Braves pulling off early, but you know, Dodgers were always keeping it close. They had that one comeback, almost comeback in Game 1 or Game 2.
Game
2. And then yeah. They were down. And then they came back 2-1, and then 3-1, and then 3-2.
3-3?
And then 3-3.
They can't have a 3-1 lead.
So I'm thinking Dodgers.
Ooh.
I'm taking Dodgers.
Ooh.
I got to.
Yeah. I like that pick. So how I've been feeling about this series has been very back and forth. Again, Atlanta's very top heavy with their rotation. Literally, like, every team that we've faced so far is top heavy with their rotation. Like, Atlanta has Freed. They have Ian Anderson, and then there's a drop-off, and then it's Kyle Wright, and then there's a drop-off, and it's everyone else. That's how Atlanta works, and they have a really good offense. So the last three teams that the Rays have faced, top heavy in their rotation, significant drop-off, good offense. It's been – the Yankees were like that, the Blue Jays are kind of like that, and the Astros were like that. I mean, the Astros probably had the best pitching, you know, overall in terms of what they did, but it's kind of been the same thing, and the Dodgers are much more balanced. And I'm really interested. I didn't think it was going to go seven, to be honest. I thought that the Dodgers were going to pull it out earlier. Once the Braves got out to that 2-0 lead, I was like, oh, the Braves might take this.
Yeah.
Comfortably. And I didn't think that that was possible because I was like, no, man, the Dodgers got to make it.
I really thought Dodgers were going into this series strong.
Yeah. Yeah. They looked really good against the Padres. They swept the Padres, which I didn't even.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that because the Padres came in with the mojo. And,
yeah, they had the mojo in the dojo.
Yeah, and then the Dodgers were just like, nah. Nope, not allowed. Absolutely cut them off, basically.
No fun in baseball.
No fun in baseball. No fun when you're on the Dodgers. But
no fun when you're on the Dodgers. It's all business on the Dodgers. That's what I think.
I'm going to – like, I have two different thought processes here. The first one is that Adam Kolarik, former Maryland Terp, is on the Dodgers, used to be on the Rays, and I want him to get to the World Series because he hasn't been to the World Series yet. Other side of it, I love Nick Markakis, and I've loved him for a while. Also, our boy Travis d'Arnaud is like a god now on the Braves.
Yeah,
like I kind of want him to be there. So like I don't know what I want.
And also, we faced the Braves before.
That series
evened out, I believe. 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2.
So yeah, I mean, interesting.
And they had Soroka, I believe. I don't know if he pitched against them, but I know they had Soroka at the time because I don't think – I think he got hurt after they faced each other, because they faced each other early in the season, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, so as a Rays fan, which team would you rather face?
Oh, which team? I would rather face the Braves, honestly.
because we've seen them before?
Yeah, yeah. Because we've seen them before, and they have the same archetype as literally every other team that we face, which is they have a top-heavy rotation, they have a good offense.
And then Dodgers are just hitting bombs all up and down.
No, I'm scared of the Dodgers. Like,
yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, no, even if the Dodgers, like, it takes them, like, 15 innings to win this game tomorrow, and they, you know, like, they use up a bunch of their pitching, I'm still afraid as heck of the Dodgers. Like, no lie, still freaked out about the Dodgers. I would rather, like, I think that the Braves have a good team, and I would be really interested to see it. I'm sure that baseball is very pissed off that the Rays won because, you know, those TV ratings are going down because the Astros didn't make it. And if the Dodgers don't make it, oh, boy, no one's watching it. I'm sorry. No, like, I'm going to watch it. You're going to watch
it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, Evan's going to watch it. I'm sure all the Rays fans are going to watch it, but, like, I mean – who's going to have a vested interest in that? I mean, I guess people are like, oh, like, you know, Randy Rosarena, you know, like, he's pretty cool. And, like, Ronald Acuna Jr. and Freddie Freeman, like, they're pretty cool. But, I mean, you can only do so much. No, like, I don't know. It'll be an interesting thing. Like,
people
like,
are interested in the money ball.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I think, like, for my sake, I want to see them face the Braves. But also, like, I would love to see them face the Dodgers too. I would love to see how good they are against the Dodgers. I don't want to take the easy road out because, like, I mean, like, if we play the Braves, I feel like that's the easy road out. But then if I say, you know, like, I'm going to eat my words if I say that. So either way, it's going to be tough. But, like, in terms of, like, you know, like the quality of the team top to bottom, the Dodgers are the better team in terms of their roster. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's the people that are like, oh, we want to beat the Dodgers and we want to face the Dodgers because the Dodgers are the better team and that proves anything. But whoever gets the World Series gets the World Series for a reason. Like, the Marlins won two World Series and, like, you know, they beat the Yankees. So, like, clearly the Marlins were the best team in baseball because they got there, they did their thing, and they won. Like they were the best team because they beat the best team. So, or they beat whoever they had in front of them. That doesn't necessarily mean it's the best team. That just means it's the next team up. So, I don't know. I could – whoever we face, I'm just happy that we made it to the World Series. Like, this is so cool.
Exactly.
I'm so hyped. I'm sure everyone who's listening is really hyped. This is insanity.
So much hype in Tampa Bay sports right now.
There's a lot
of
hype.
Now it's time for Tom Brady to go in and beat Aaron Rodgers on Sunday.
I don't know who I picked in that game, but –
Taking Tom.
Oh, no, I think I did. Did I? I don't know who I picked. I'll have to figure that out because I blanked on who I picked in that game. But yeah, no, that, Tampa
this
Bay
might
Sports.
Be, this probably, Tampa Bay Sports. Probably a meme later, but taking Tom, TB.
Who knows? I mean, I'll put this out before the game so that, you know, like
I'll get made fun of.
Oh, it's great. Fine. You can take it.
That's fine.
Hey, you can take it. You're a man. You got this.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry if we don't sound like crazy hype. I mean, it is like 2:30 in the morning.
It's 2:30.
We're a little bit tired, but we wanted to make sure that we recorded this after the game. And
exactly.
That's what happens when you have an 8:37 p.m. start time.
Yeah.
The game lasts.
Fix yourself, baseball. It's on TBS, too. What is that? Very well, funny? Come on.
Well, it'll be on Fox in the future, so it'll be a good.
Oh, good.
Game will be on Fox proper. Joe Buck's going to be there.
Good old Joe Buck.
Hey, honestly, I think he's better at football than he is at baseball, but
it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right because the Rays are in the World Series, and that's all that matters. So I think with that, we're gonna sign off for this episode. I think we're just all in shock. I don't know if this is the same way that we're kind of feeling after the Yankees series. I think this is just a different kind of feeling because it's just relief.
Yeah, it's like we're here.
Yeah, I feel like it's now a feeling what? Of relief too.
Yeah,
it's definitely a feeling of relief too, but. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to everyone for supporting us and tuning in. I know that we try to do episodes between, you know, like during games. We might actually do it because I feel like the World Series is a reason to recap every game individually.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of figure that out as we go. But we will try to make an effort of it if possible. And if not, then we'll just kind of do what we've been doing before, which is a series recap, series preview, and then we'll see what happens. I mean, obviously, there's literally only one more series to preview. For us, dude. So I mean, it's not like we have much work left, but and then obviously the off season will start, and then we'll get into some off season episodes, and then 2021. But right now, you can all sleep well tonight, and we'll all sleep well tonight, knowing that the Tampa Bay Rays have made it to their second World Series in franchise history. And I think with that, we're gonna sign off. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Roof Rays. We're gonna try to post more. We're gonna try to talk more about the games there during the series. Then. But yeah, for me and Gibby and from Evan too, stay safe, stay healthy, wear a mask and raise up. We're in the World Series, baby.
Raise up.